This is KUT. For the past couple of months, we've been asking you to tell us what you want us to investigate about Austin. It's a project we're calling AT Explained. You send in dozens of questions. We narrow it down to one by letting the public vote on questions at KUT.org. For our second round, voters chose a question about synchronizing Austin's traffic lights and when that would happen. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey looked into it.
If you're listening to this in the car, you might be idling at a red light. Maybe it seems like other drivers are getting all the green, and why can't you have some? Then, maybe you're not at a red light. Maybe you're cruising what seems to be a sea of green.
Green. Green. Green. Green.
This is traffic light synchronization, when a string of lights are timed so that you can simply fly along your route. You could get spiritual about it. You could say it feels like someone's wrenched open the gate to commuter's heaven.
Okay, here's the signal controller.
Now, I'm not suggesting you think of Jonathan Lambert as some sort of god.
Do you feel powerful?
Yes, at times. powerful, but responsible. So.
Lambert's a signal engineer with the city of Austin. I'm with him on the corner of 7th Street and Shady Lane. We're staring at the innards of a traffic signal control box. Lambert's just made the light at Shady turn green 25 seconds earlier than it did before. Every day, he drives roads where the traffic lights are synchronized. And if he feels it necessary, he'll tweak the timing of these lights so that you, dear driver, hit that sea of green as often as possible. On a Thursday afternoon, we drive the stretch of 7th Street between I-35 and Shady Lane.
Since Springdale was green well before we got there, then if we want to make Shady go green earlier, by like 20, 25 seconds, you know, then we could get through Springdale, you know, just as it turns green, and then we could get through Pleasant Valley.
What Lambert's getting at is that a single traffic light is not an island. If you change the timing of one, it affects the others. So when we finish up at Shady, he calls someone who can tweak the timing of the lights remotely and asks that Springdale get the same adjustment.
Hey, Kenny. Adam, if you can bring up Springdale and 7th.
And maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. But I think there's opportunity for improvement in Austin traffic lights.
Meet David.
Hi, I'm David Kobarowski. I live in Austin, Texas, and I submitted a question asking, how come our traffic lights are not synchronized?
Well, technically the question was, when will Austin's traffic lights be synchronized? But we'll get to that.
So you have to time your shifting of your car, your lane change, everything so fast, and you have to be the first one out of the gate. That's the way you get to the next light before it turning red. When the first light turns green, then the second one should turn green maybe a couple seconds later.
So it sounds like, do you drive a manual car?
I do. Shift in the second. Standard shift.
Kobarowski and I drive the Airport Boulevard exit off I-35 South. Here's a set of lights that frustrates him, starting with the left turn onto Airport.
This is green and this one's red.
The cars stopped at the red light are almost backed up to the green light.
I don't see why these lights can't be synchronized so that as soon as that light turns green, instead of this one turning red, it turns green.
Right now, we have about 85% of our signals are synchronized, and we have about 1,000 signals in the city.
This is Jim Dale, Assistant Director of Austin's Transportation Department.
And so we're at 85% of traffic light synchronization right now. When might we hit 100%?
We may not need to hit 100% because some of those signals are so far removed from other intersections is that if we just let them what we call run instead of synchronized but run free, it can provide a better level of service or better minimize the delay for travelers if we just run it isolated.
Dale explains that if you have one light 2 miles from the next, it's hard to predict what will happen in those 2 miles. So it doesn't make sense to preset the lights. Plus, the roughly 850 lights that are already synchronized keep the department busy enough. It's the work Jonathan Lambert does, going around, driving the roads, retiming the lights.
We're striving to retime 1/3 of the signals every year. That's the best national best practice. This year we'll time 200. It's about 20%.
Dale says the department's hiring another signal engineer so they can hit that 1/3 goal next year. The city's also looking at new technology that would do the work of a signal engineer, feeling out the patterns of drivers and automatically retiming lights. It's called adaptive signal control. But, says Dale, while it does the work of a human, it doesn't remove the need for one.
Some of our traffic, there's a little bit of chaos to it as well. All of us have, when we're driving, we have different behaviors. There's just so many things that happening that there's there is some, how would you say that?
There is an art to it. There are people that can do it much better than others.
This is Kevin Balky, a researcher with the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. He tells me you could think of signal engineers as artists rather than scientists or mathematicians.
They have that feel for the way that traffic flows up and down the roadway. It is very tempting to just look at the numbers and plug the numbers in. But, you know, the numbers only get you that starting point. And the way that you really get a system working at its optimum is to drive up and down the roadway.
And so I'm back in the car with Jonathan Lammert. We just changed the signal at Shady. And remember how he immediately called in that change at the next light at Springdale?
Hey, Kenny.
My name is Kenny Moses, and I'm a traffic system technician senior.
This is who Lammert was calling. Now, I could make a joke about Moses parting the sea of traffic, but I won't. Moses sits in the city's traffic management center all day. To say he's surrounded by screens would be an understatement. He's got 3 at his desk, plus, if my count's right, 14 on the wall in front of him. These screens show intersections throughout Austin, Cesar Chavez and South First, Guadalupe and Dean Keaton. In other words, Moses' job is to stare at and respond to Austin traffic. Wave to him, if you're so inclined. And what Moses loves about his job is what most people hate about the nature of traveling by car.
It's something different every day, so it doesn't get boring. There's always something else going on.
As I watch Moses do his work, I have to ask.
I wonder if there's a sense of power that you feel from this chair.
No.
Everyone I spoke with for this story talked to me about the limitations of light synchronization. It has the power to move traffic along, but it can't increase capacity on the road.
Even though you get more green time there, if we don't make changes down the road, you're going to catch a red there. And what you're doing is just moving the traffic jam from point A to point B.
Then there's the future of traffic lights. There are now cars that can communicate with one another. The traffic engineers I spoke with all said they saw a future without traffic lights, where cars tell each other to stop or to go. As for Moses, he's not worried about his job. Traffic, he says, will always require a human at its helm. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.
Green.
Red.
Green.
Red.
Green.
Red.
Green.
Red.
There's more from our AT Explained project at KUT.org. We've also got a new voting roundup. This time, the stories behind some Austin landmarks. Tell us which question you want us to answer next at KUT.org.